To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Howdy, news listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. Sorry, we're a little bit late today. It is the 17th of March, 2022. Got the best technology news that's been going on over the past couple of days, and we'll get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. I.O. coming our way in May. Yes, that big annual developer conference from Google will be taking place on May 11th and May 12th. The event, once again, will be completely online. However, though, you might be able to get your ticket to go to the Shoreline Amphitheater, if this makes any sense. Yeah, you heard that correctly. Apparently, the event will be broadcast in front of a limited live audience, though we didn't really get any more details about that from Google. We do know that registration will be free and will begin sometime later this month, so get those keyboards ready. Staying with Google News, hey, talk about better late than never. It only took 7 years, but Google Domains, it's finally out of beta. Talk about a phrase we don't say very often when it comes to Google. Finally out of beta. Yeah, the company's domain registration service no longer carries the beta tag and is currently now available in 26 countries. Now, caution, this is going to sound like an ad, but trust me, we didn't get any Google money for this. Apparently, there will be 300 different domain endings to choose from, and there'll be a 20% discount. I'm not going to give you that discount code. You go Google it. Of course, just getting the domain is one step. You're actually going to have to build a website to point it to. And guess who Google recommends? Google Sites. Go figure. In any case, it's finally nice to see this thing out of beta. When it actually launched way back in June of 2014, it was invite only. And public beta didn't start till January of 2015. Samsung Galaxy users out there feeling a little left out about those S22 features that you don't have? Well, they may come to you after all. At least some. Yes, all your older models that you currently just love and adore. Now, from what we're being told from Samsung, the One UI 4.1 update will actually hit the Galaxy Z Fold 3 first and the Z Flip 3. Though we are hearing it will be coming to the Galaxy S21, the S20, and even the S10 families as well. No word yet if the Galaxy Note line will also get it, but we have heard from a couple of reliable sources that it looks like it's going to. One thing we don't know right now, when it's actually going to begin rolling out. Unfortunately, Samsung didn't give us those details. And finally, we know Netflix knows we share our passwords. It's a given. So much so, it looks like Netflix is ready to charge you for it. Yep, you heard that correctly. It looks like Netflix, at least in a few territories, including Chile and Costa Rica and Peru, if you got some moochers, you're going to have to pay for those moochers. Subscribers will be able to add up to 2 sub-members. And pricing that we can see, at least in Costa Rica right now, will be $2.99 each. Those users will get their own Netflix logins and recommendations and even their own profile. Netflix's statement regarding this, kind of funny actually, stating that we've always made it easy for people who live together to share their Netflix account. Now we want to make it easier for those who want to share their Netflix account that don't live under the same roof. Yeah, by charging them. Now Netflix didn't say if this is going to be a worldwide rollout. Apparently it's just a test right now. More than likely though, I have a feeling it will be. However though, there is a bigger question regarding this. Can the moocher actually have more moochers? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for everything that's happening at BTN, britishtechnetwork.com. Give us a follow, too, on our social places at Facebook at British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech, and the BTN community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back for your Friday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on. But until then, hope your Thursday's going well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.